Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, welcome, my friends. The final countdown. It's the final live show of 2014 right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Radio. Super wow. Don. It's a big
wow,
event.
Wow, the special effects are just out of this world today. How are you doing?
Yeah, give yourself some props for that, because I can't do that with my own voice. So... yes. Welcome, everybody. Also, Matt on the board. Matt, thank you for your hard work in 2014. Don't leave us in 2015. You're a good guy. Matt on the board if you want to call in tonight. Live. And that's at 866-939-2355. What? Am I a little
around
here?
Are you, like, getting started on New Year's Eve early? Or did you, like, have a couple of drinks before you got on the...
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited. It's like a new year's about to begin. We're going to
have... It is. Can you believe it? I mean, really, honestly, 2014.
I don't,
like,
believe it.
Where did it go?
It's already gone. It's amazing. Absolutely incredible. If you think about how fast the things are going, do you feel like an old man?
Not yet.
No. Good.
I still not there yet. Still feel about half my age, at least in my mind.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of countdowns to do, actually, today, funny enough. We got Ty Bollinger. Yes, you know him. TMB. He's going to be with us today because why? Well, we've got an encore presentation of Outside the Box tomorrow. So I said, Ty, you cannot diss me again, because he dissed me on his Christmas holiday. He was doing some things with his honey and his family. So I said, no, not again. So he's going to be with us tonight. And also, see, anybody else coming on? Only if you call in. If you want to call in, you can be on the show, the final live show of 2014 here on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN, our syndicator. And all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got the 10 most popular natural health stories of 2014. We also have the Health Ranger did the most censored health news stories of 2014. And Ty Bollinger, TMB, did the most bizarro. What do you call them? Bizarro?
Bizarro. These are the stories that we like to throw out there when we can on the show and just kind of scratch our head and go, what were they thinking?
The top 14 bizarro world stories. And that went out in the newsletter from Ty Bollinger at cancertruth.net. So we'll have TMB to help us through all of that. And if you've got a story you want to cover or remind us about, or maybe forget, call us up, 866-939-2355, or through the social networks. We'll be monitoring Twitter feeds as well as those things through Facebook. And I don't know, we're just too old, because we're not doing Instagram, even though we have an Instagram account. And we have all these young people listening, Super Don. We're just neglecting them.
Yeah, you know, I just still haven't figured out how to be a part of every social network that's out there and still have time to do things like eat and sleep, you know, and things like
that. Eating, sleeping, yeah. Overrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, we're going to mix and match a little bit. I jump right to the number one story first, but we'll go into the others. But in my mind, the number one censored story of 2014, without a doubt, and there's no contest here, is the CDC whistleblower.
Yeah, Absolutely. That was a huge story. And listen, it made a lot of noise, but, you know, the mainstream media discounted it like they always do.
Yeah, with the new media. And, of course, we predicted that it would likely not have the impact that you would think it would, being a story of this magnitude, where an insider at the CDC admits that they monkeyed with the data regarding the MMR vaccine and its link to autism. Particularly in the subpopulation of little African-American boys, which, you know, where is, I don't know, any of the what they call the race warlords out there that race is everything. Suddenly in this story, they didn't cover it. Did you see anything on the liberal media covering this story?
Not at all.
I mean, you see like these memes that say Black Lives Matter, right? All about the police brutality, things like that. But where's, you know, and I know people in the autism community are putting out memes every day, incredibly great memes out there. But, you know, on a larger scale, a whole issue of race, that could have been a linchpin, a new linchpin to say, hey, look, the government is attacking black children here and covering it up. And yet, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see anything, nothing from the NAACP, anything like that. So that also is, you know, again, the most censored story of 2014, definitely the CDC whistleblower story. Now, there are also top 10 most popular natural health stories that were put out by Natural Society, and we've got a few of them here. Would you know how to recognize now, because we covered this one, number 10 on the list, would you know how to find high fructose corn syrup if it wasn't called high fructose corn syrup?
No. They're very clever. They're, you know, whether they're talking about, you know, a NutraSweet, they did the same thing with that. You know, when something gets bad press, it has a stigma that gets attached to it. They change the name of it. And, yeah, this year they decided to change it to something else. And what was it they changed it to?
Well, they used the code word of the HFCS still. I mean, they were still using the -90, right?
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, we put the -90 on there. You won't know it's high fructose.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. It's new. It must be okay.
Yeah, and as you go, and the suppression that they attempt to do you as you talk through the fan again, Super Don. Thank you very much.
Man.
I know. It's like this. They come down on you, and I don't know why. Why pick on Super Don? He's a good guy.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you be right back. Another story here, and again, they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Natural News, number 2 censored story in America, the ongoing Ebola outbreak, particularly here in America. Now, there's a lot of evidence that says there are many more people being monitored than the media is letting on, because there were so much Ebola egg on the face of public officials at CDC and elsewhere, because they couldn't contain this thing. They couldn't get a handle on it. They didn't know what they were saying. They said one thing and some other agency said another. Now, we were one of the few outlets on planet Earth that actually acknowledged that, yes, Ebola or whatever it is a real issue. But we're also the one that kind of tempered this with the law of the terrain, the recognition that this virulent strain of whatever it is, it is or isn't, is not so powerful that it can get anybody just because you're coughed on or sneezed on. And my point about Ebola is that the law of the terrain is not violated via Ebola. It's explained by Ebola. Because if you live in those areas of Africa, abject poverty, sewage running through the streets, contaminated water, maybe you have been experimented on your whole village with experimental vaccines, lack of basic minerals like selenium in the soil and in the food. This is what is going to manifest. And they call it Ebola now, but if you go back in history, it was called something else prior to that. And all of these things relate to mineral deficiencies and toxicological, let's say, burdens on the body. So that's another aspect of the suppression of the Ebola story, not just that it's very real and it happened here and that people are being monitored, but the fact that we can actually neutralize it through nutrition, through selenium, through silver hydrosol, and simple hydration. These are the things we were able to cover here as well. Let's see, what else is on the top 10 list? Number 9 over at Natural Society was turmeric, stories about turmeric really getting at the root cause of cancer development. Number 8 at the Natural Society site is the FDA approval of paint thinner in children's cereal. Trisodium phosphate. It's also known as trisodium orthophosphate, sodium phosphate, or TSP. And they know, construction workers know it. Do-yourselfers seen it. But who knew that this phosphate was being added to breakfast cereal? the same mineral spirits that they use to remove pain. Here's another one. This will probably cross over when we get to Super Don. We'll be back, and then we'll talk with Ty Bollinger today. Can you imagine the United States of America, if we look at the foundation of it, a foundation of individual liberty, a compact or a constitution that basically said to the government, we limit you, not the people. And here are the Bill of Rights to limit your violation of the rights of the people, and even the states, as it is with the 10th Amendment. And then if you, in 2014, going into 2015, decide, I don't want water from the city, I got a well, all right? I don't want electricity from the, you know, Florida Power and Light or Duke Energy or whatever it is you guys use, wherever you are. And you're going to produce your own energy. You got solar panels, whatever you got. And you do that. And then suddenly you're threatened with eviction or maybe even jail because you don't want anything to do with the authoritarian gridded power structure. Where's that going to go in 2015? That's an interesting story we'll need to follow up on. Number six on the list here, Kellogg cereals, double dose of GMO pesticides and antibiotics. A box of Fruit Loops. I grew up on Fruit Loops, I'm embarrassed to say. Not my kids, but again, I was of an ignorant four food group by the government-sponsored. That was government-sponsored terrorism, by the way, the four food groups. Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips, and Fruit Loops. And they sent it for genetic testing, found that the corn and soy, 100% Roundup Ready GMO. So was the sugar and the pesticides that they add. Another thing, the issues of soy. Again, most soy is genetically engineered. Be careful of that. Another big health story of the year. Number four was actually a sort of a good news story, but it's not but a drop in the bucket for Monsanto. They were ordered to pay $93 million to a small town for poisoning its citizens. Can you imagine if a dietary supplement maker poisoned the citizens of a small town? No, it wouldn't be a fine. It would be you're going to jail and you're out of business. But Monsanto, still going on. Still going on no matter what. Number three on the health stories over at Natural Society, compounded celery found to destroy 86% of lung cancer cells. That was a good story of the year there. Number two, government labels those who grow their own food extremists, right? How extreme can you be to think that you can grow your own food in this country, that we can get our food shipped in from China and South America? How dare you? And number one, this was a good health story of 2014, a big win. Monsanto reports a $156 million loss in the fourth quarter as farmers are abandoning genetically engineered crops. Keep it up, farmers. We'll be okay in 2015 if we keep that direction going. We've got more suppressed stories to talk about. TMB is going to join us of the bizarro world stories of 2014. The last live show, call me, 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're back, and it's the last show of the year, live show.
I know, yeah.
All right, and here we go again. We've got top 10 lists, we got top 14 lists, we got all kinds of top lists of the year. If you have a top something or a bottom something, or you want to tell us about your bottom, call us now, 866-939-2355. What? Everything wants to talk about bottoms.
I'm going to save that one. That's a good one. Call in now to talk about your bottom.
Bottom heavy, bottom
I'll tell you what, here, how about it? Here's a New Year's resolution. How about next year we stop talking and trying to put something in my bottom? Please?
No, that's you. We're not trying to do it. We're just encouraging that you would do it. That's all. It's different. A little different.
What kind of show is this? Anyway.
Top 10 censored stories of 2014, top 5 censored, whatever we can get to. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, did another great grouping here. I agree. Number one on the list, hashtag CDC whistleblower. Number two, the Ebola outbreak. Number three on the list is interesting because you remember, Super Don, we were talking with Mike Adams back in 2012, going into 2013, going into 2014. Now I can't remember every. And he was saying, look out, 2014, the Natural News Forensic Foods Lab is going to open up and we're going to be shocking the world.
Right.
And indeed, that happened. One of the suppressed stories of the year, toxic heavy metals in organic rice protein, which pointed the finger at some within our own natural products industry that were importing contaminated, even organic rice that was, you know, had heavy metals in it. And that was a huge story. First half of the year, in fact, caused a bunch of companies to have to reformulate, some to obfuscate and say, no, not so fast. And that was a big one.
It was very cool. And as a result, we got to see Mike Adams on the Dr. Oz show.
That's right. Yeah, that was very cool. Very cool. And
poor Dr. Oz, though. That I tell you, that's a development of this year as well.
Everybody's
going after him now. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, when he's done things that we disagree with, we will point it out, as we have. And when he does something good, we'll go, hey, that's cool. But that's just our nature. We won't just dismiss everybody. because one thing they did we didn't like.
We just hope that at some point everybody can be as good as us. So you know,
right, exactly. That's what we want for the new year. Right, be as good as get as cocky as we are right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, Dr. Oz is being attacked viciously, and I think in a lot of ways unfairly, because they're going, oh, he's not scientific. What he's saying is not rooted. Again, stop with the sci-fientism already, all right? Enough. That's your hokey religion, science. And it ain't any more real than your belief in whatever it is. And that's real to you. That's cool. But don't take that belief that you have about science and shove it down our throats in the guise of vaccines. Any more than you want anybody of any other religion to shove their beliefs down your throats. We want you to lead by example. All right? Be an example. If you believe that vaccines are so good, do like Paul Offit says and inject 100,000 of them into you before you do it into any child. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just
well, you know, I mean, listen, how could you have a problem with vaccines? If you look at censored story number 4,
yep, that's it.
You know, 2.3 million women in Kenya were injected with these vaccines laced with sterilization chemicals. Good stuff, man.
Right. The HCG, the human chorionic gonadotropin antigen, that would cause you to, if you're a woman and got pregnant, to attack the developing fetus, right, with the HCG. So that's a huge story. Very little in the way of mainstream media coverage there. An interesting subcategory within this article by Mike Adams, 5 signs that a media organization has sold you out, blind obedience to the vaccine or biotech industry, right? Blind obedience to the White House, you know, worshiping Obama. And that is a problem because and you know it's true because even if you criticize Obama, even rightfully so, you are called racist by those on the left who believe that if you disagree with him for anything, it's not a legitimate disagreement. That's a bad sign. Sign number 3, participation in organized censorship of important stories, such as the CDC vaccine whistleblower story. How about receiving large advertising revenues from drug companies? Nah, no conflicts of interest there, right? Don't bite the drug hand that feeds you. Parroting the same canned news of every other mainstream media outlet. And we've covered stories over the years where there's like marching orders from some centralized PR bureaucracy, and suddenly every newscast from the national news down to the local news are reading the same script. Absolutely incredible how much our media in America is controlled. Not here, though.
Agreed. Yes.
Okay.
Not here. And, you know, there's one thing I do want to mention that I think was a major story, major development of the year, was the awards that you won. I mean, you talk about years in the making, excellence in health journalism. That was a major story of the year and I think it was a major achievement for you and the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Super Don. Very kind. Matt on the board, don't keep him lonely. You want to call in, 866-939-2355. TMB is going to join us with the 14 or 42 bizarro stories. How many everyone can get to? And by the way, thanks, Mike. We're included on that list of real alternative news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Stick around, tell your friends, last live show of the year. Call in if you'd like.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, before we bring up Ty Bollinger for a bonus 2014 send-off, I got to remind y'all of our good friend Paul Barrichello and the Echo Water System. The Echo 7, available until midnight on New Year's Eve. That's the 31st. You got to do it. Get 15% off. This never happens. Plus, he's going to throw in a free pre-fluoride filter. Plus, the first seven that order will get a beautiful glass bottle, rubber encased, so you can travel with your water when you're going out and about. And you can do 1 year same as cash. They've got all kinds of financing options. He's at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. If you've been waiting to get the Echo Water that we all drink here, and TMB has it too. This is the time. Go do it. Get a hold of Echo and Paul, and it's robertswater.com. All right, TMB, welcome back, my friend.
What is going on, RSD and Super Don? So glad to be on a day early since tomorrow's an encore presentation. Couldn't miss you for 2 weeks.
I know. I was going to get ticked at you. I was going to go, no, you ain't dissing me for 2 weeks in a row. Not going to happen.
Damn.
I invited him on early last week, but you know he was too busy with his wife and kids, and it's like, of course I understood that. And I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, we did. But good to be back. Good to be back, and we're going to be talking about some bizarro world stories, right?
Yes, in the CancerTruth.net newsletter, you sent out something that we just had to cover. I mean, was it the top 14 or something, Bizarro World stories?
Yeah, top 14 Bizarro World. And as we were talking about over the break, I got the Bizarro World from that episode of Seinfeld where, you know, Jerry and George and Kramer had their Bizarro counterparts of, I think it was Kevin and Gene and Feldman or something that looked like them. But acted sort of like them, but weren't really them. And I started posting the top whatever number of bizarro stories several years ago in my newsletter at the end of the year because the stories were just getting so weird and so unbelievable that you'd have to say, could that really happen?
Yeah. Let's get started with the countdown. We got a lot to do in the final live show of the year. So here is the first one. Number what?
Number 14.
All right. How's that for an intro?
I like it.
Yeah, we got them for every one of those on the countdown, so you just wait, buddy.
Sweet. I like it there, Super Don. Nice.
So, number 14 on the list, what could it be?
Bomb squad called after a student sets down a metal lunchbox. Now, Robert, this must have been no ordinary lunchbox.
Right.
You know, you're thinking, what was it shaped like a bomb or what? But, you know, apparently it was just a normal lunchbox. I don't think it was like when we were growing up. It wasn't G.I. Joe or Superman or, you know, the Bionic Man lunchbox. I think it was just a plain metal lunchbox. And apparently that alarmed some of the administrators at this school in, what was it, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. No, it was Florida, of course. It was Florida. Always
of course.
In Florida, right?
Yeah. What is it with you Floridians, I swear?
You know, if you're looking at Florida, this may have happened twice because I'm looking at a story that happened in Pennsylvania, but I did see a couple of different stories that happened in different states of the same thing, you know, bomb squad being called. But, it, you know, it just kind of shows, Robert, the state of consciousness that we're in now where people are so alarmed, they're so afraid, of the boogeyman, of the terrorist, of whatever, afraid of the shadow, that instead of, you know, doing something reasonable, like, you know, maybe let's ask the kid.
Right.
What's in it? They call a bomb squad.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's the overreaction. And they're teaching these kids in these government schools to overreact, to not think, to panic, and, of course, never discern what is going on and use your consciousness.
Yeah.
Of course. And that's to me, that's a plan. That's a plot.
It is. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Robert, I see what you're saying. At the very end of the story, it talks about a Florida middle school went into lockdown last February with the same thing. But the suspicious items turned out to be pillows.
That's even more embarrassing. A pillow.
Oh,
come on. It wasn't even metal. You can't even. It's a pillow bomb. No. The feathers are going everywhere. Actually, now it'd be memory foam going everywhere. All right. Well, hey, let's go on to the next on the Bizarro World Stories of 2014. Thanks to Ty Bollinger, TMB, and CancerTruth.net.
Number 13,
RSB. This is an interesting one. This is in this article, I put a picture of Barney Fife, and you'll see why. Cops raid man's home after mistaking okra for marijuana.
I remember that story. Yeah, that was a great one. We had fun with that story this year.
Yep.
Again, look at a marijuana leaf and look at an okra leaf and tell me that they are just like the spitting image of each other.
Not. Yeah, so that was interesting. I do remember talking about this one, and I think Super Don was on with us, or y'all may have talked about it separately.
Yeah.
I know that we talked about it as well, but it just shows, you know, I was making this graphic this morning of Barney Fife, and at the very bottom of the article there at the CancerTruth.net, it says, Barney, you can just kind of feel him sniffing like he did.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, you just got to nip it in the bud, Andy. Let's get these okras and see who's boss. You know,
yeah, let's get them. Get those dangerous okra growers. And, of course, this one comes out of Georgia. Grew up 30 years in Georgia. This is very embarrassing to me. that the cops there can't tell the difference between okra and cannabis. Not that we want them raiding houses who are growing cannabis, because we know, again, that's a plant that God created, and there's a lot of medicinal value in it, and it's not really harming anybody. Reference the alcohol comparison, and you'll see, wow, that plant's pretty good.
Well, you know, Robert, there is no comparison. Yeah. There's no comparison between hemp or cannabis and alcohol. Hemp or cannabis has never killed anyone. No one's ever overdosed on it. I think it's 500 plus thousand deaths in the United States alone every year due to alcohol. There's not even a comparison, really. You know, one of the interesting things, Robert, and I know that you are on the same boat with me here. Mm-hmm. It's only been recently that I have been my eyes enlightened to the medicinal value of this plant.
Yes. Yeah.
Until several years ago.
That, you know, in fact, that reminds me that this is probably not on anybody's list, but for me, 2014, one of the biggest health stories of the year is the return of cannabis. And particularly, we focus more on the cannabidiol side of things, CBD, but I got to give a shout out to our friends at Hemp Meds for really going out into the world and saying, hey, all 50 states, you can get this now. And that's a good reminder as we wrap up the year, and it's only going to increase, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, you know, that's something that is, I don't hold it against people when they have a hard time coming to our side of the table on this, because we've been brainwashed since day one. Yeah. I was there too. Matter of fact, you know, my father used to work for the United States Forest Service up in Virginia. Yeah. And I remember him several times coming home with a car full of marijuana plants, of hemp plants, that they had confiscated. He used to go up in helicopters to try to spy people that were growing marijuana. Yeah. And I used to think that was great. But, I'm confident, Robert, if Dad were still alive today, if he knew what I know, what you know, what Don knows, and sees the medicinal value of this plant, there's no way that he could do what he used to do. Anymore.
No, and a lot of cops have joined in on this and said it's time to decriminalize at this point. It's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what. Would you have ever believed, if you were talking about this 10 years ago, that it would become something so accepted and mainstream? That I just saw a story today. Former Senator Mike Gravel from Alaska has just become the CEO of a marijuana-infused edible company called Kush.
Wow.
I mean, a former U.S. senator. I mean, come on.
That's wild. Yeah, that is so wild. Well, listen, if you're homeless and hungry in Florida, this next one's for you, QTMB.
Number 12.
Number 12, 90-year-old chef faces jail time for feeding the homeless.
Now, that was in Florida.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Homeless and hungry in Florida, big trouble.
It was in Florida. And I remember we covered this back when it happened. I think that we spent at least a few minutes on this topic.
Yes.
It's interesting. This 90-year-old chef, he has been, I think, for 23 years, if I remember correctly, he's been going out twice a week to feed the homeless. I mean, just a good man. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This is a good man. He's spending his life helping people that are destitute.
Yeah.
And now that they have criminalized feeding the homeless, or put a bunch of parameters on it where it makes it virtually illegal.
Right.
He said, well, I'm not going to let that stop me from doing what's right. I saw the interview of him, and he said, I've been doing this for 20-plus years. He said, I'm not going to let a law stop me from helping people that need my help. Mm-hmm. And so he went out, and you just have to admire him for doing this. And I think I saw a video that a week after he got arrested, he went back out again, and they ticketed him again. I don't know how many times it's happened, but it's really absurd.
It was absolutely incredible. I think, thankfully I'm not homeless or hungry in Florida, but I am here. You know, one of the other big stories of the year, and you mentioned it, Super Don, was at Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord, and I'm so glad TMB was there with me. We got a picture in our tuxedos together. That was a cool event, cool time we got to spend together and get some great interviews as well.
That was a very cool event. I'm so glad that we were there. I like a couple of those shots that we got in our tuxes. We got a shot with Jonathan in the tuxes, and then with Casey Krejci and his family. Really, and we got, I think if I remember right, we got a shot with Richard Carnivora in the tux as well.
We did.
So
we did.
That was fun, and I was really proud to be there while you won your several. You got won a couple of awards, didn't you?
Couple of awards, one for being a big loudmouth, another for, I don't know, whatever Don said I got, but I'm grateful. And, you know, since then, of course, big news from 2014 is that Jonathan Emord folded up his tent on his show because he's too darn busy, and we brought him into the family here at Robert Scott Bell Show, and now the Sacred Fire of Liberty is a weekly event. We're starting up on Thursday evenings during the week this time, because we've been going on Sundays with him, but for the new year, we'll be hitting Thursdays. Hey, we got to take a pause for before the break. In fact, we've got a caller. And we got to honor the reason we are here. Oh, no, we lost him, but he was asking about mesothelioma, which is one of those things, I believe, related to the inhalation of was that flame retardant? Yeah, the asbestos. And have you covered some of that in the books, the cancer books?
You know, I have not covered mesothelioma specifically, but it does remind me of the story that Dr. Gonzalez shared with us in The Quest for the Cures about how his protocol, the Kelly protocol, was curing Steve McQueen, who had mesothelioma. And it's an incurable cancer, according to traditional treatments. But how Dr. Kelly was actually curing Steve McQueen, and he actually did not die from Kelly being a quack. He died from the surgery to take out a necrotic tumor, or a dead tumor.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, of course, if you're a mom worried about your kid and you actually do something that will cure their tumor but it's not approved by government, that could be problematic for you, and that could lead us to the next one.
Number 11.
Yeah, number 11, Minnesota mom faces 2 years in jail for treating son's seizures with cannabis oil. Wow.
Another cannabis story. Yeah, in Minnesota. I find this horrific for Minnesota, because Minnesota is a safe harbor state thanks to our good friend Diane Miller and what she's done for health freedom. Yet they would attack this mom and threaten her with jail time for doing what she needed to do to get her child well. We've got lots more healing stories, 10 down to 1, the bizarro world stories, thanks to TMB and CancerTruth.net, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's bonus time, bonus time. Super Don's here. Our number is 866-939-BELL.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, countdown the hits here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Final live show. We've got some great encores, including an encore outside the box with TMB, who's here with us live tonight, and then some other bonus appearances. I think we got Dr. Newsom joining us tomorrow for the encore. And then Friday, the first show of the new year, on the 2nd, Dr. Frank King. And look out, Liam Schaff is digging into new topics, so we hadn't heard from him in a while. That'll be fun.
And I think we've got John Rappaport, too, don't we?
Do we have Rappaport scheduled? That'd
I think
be awesome.
Rappaport will be on, yeah, as well. Yeah.
Oh, so we got a good slate this week. Don't yeah. You know, you can watch the football, turn down the sound on the game, and crank up the Robert Scott Bell Show. So TMB on the Bizarro World Stories, we're at number, I think, 12 or 11, 11 now still, the Minnesota
yeah.
story. I mean, what a tragic heartbreaker, this mom trying to take care of her kid with cannabis oil.
This is so sad, Robert. I want to just read a couple paragraphs of the story because it will translate better than us trying to just talk about it. What happened? The boy had an injury that was caused when he got hit in the head with a baseball, and he started to have tremors and episodes after that. And he actually hurt himself in the episodes in these tremors. So they went to Colorado to Boulder to treat it, and they found cannabis oil. And then they brought it back to Minnesota, and that was where their problem started. So after it says shortly after returning to Minnesota, the school found out about the cannabis oil treatments and reported Angela Brown to authorities. Hmm. Apparently, there are still some people in society who possess a certain level of criminal ignorance who would turn in a mother to the police right. for trying to help her son. She was right. subsequently arrested and charged with two gross misdemeanor counts of child endangerment. Those right. who would throw a person in jail for possessing a plant are criminals.
Yes, I believe, yeah, the real criminals are the ones that were trying to go after this woman. I agree.
Yeah, and then the last sentence of the article, those who would throw a mother in jail for trying to help her suffering son have a special kind of iniquitous repugnance far beyond that of a criminal. Mm-hmm. I would have to agree.
Yeah.
That's a fine of $6,000.
She incredible. By the way, another thing that, of course, recently happened, we've lost some great healers, gifted healers, including Dr. Mayor Eisenstein recently. We did a tribute to that. That's still available up on YouTube, at RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Thanks for Super Don putting that together. The caller that didn't stay on is Trevor. He lost his father recently, and we want to say heartfelt condolences to you, Trevor, on the loss of your dad, Lawrence. And I apologize. I don't want to butcher your last name because the American tongue that I have wouldn't do well. But his father was a chiropractor into homeopathic medicine, nutritional care, but he ended up not being able to overcome the mesothelioma that you had talked about, Dr. Nick Gonzalez referencing that he was actually seeing improvement in Steve McQueen all those years ago.
Sorry, Robert, you cut out there. Was that a question to me?
No, no, I was just referencing. I was glad you brought up Nick Gonzalez because, you know, the protocols of detoxification are all-encompassing, including with mesothelioma.
They are.
We can focus on the lungs.
And honestly, with mesothelioma, I'm not aware of anything except, you know, I know that nebulizing silver has been shown to be pretty effective at taking care of some types of lung cancer, including mesothelioma. But there's not a lot out there from a traditional perspective that offers any hope at all to mesothelioma sufferers. That's why I'm so big on Dr. Gonzalez's protocol, the enzyme protocol, the coffee enemas detoxification, the structured diets, you know, based upon your particular metabolic type. Very, very effective. If you remember, Dr. Gonzalez went with a team of scientists down to Dallas to examine Dr. Kelly's findings. Mm-hmm. And I think in the interview, in the Quest for the Cures, Nick said that he went through over 10,000 records personally.
Right.
And realized that Gonzalez was curing people. And that's what
absolutely incredible. And, of course, the Quest for the Cures will continue in 2015, will it not?
Yes, it will. In 2015, we are going to go global. And I'm already starting to plan travel for May and June of 2015 because I'll be hitting about 8 to 10 different countries interviewing doctors and scientists and patients and researchers in those countries to see what they're doing to treat cancer naturally.
Excellent. Well, I'm pretty small. I can fit in some of your bags, so remember me. All right, let's hit one more of the Bizarro World stories before we got a break for the top of the hour news here. And we mentioned a homeless story. This is the second homeless story on the list.
Number 10.
Oh, that was a quiet number 10.
That was a quiet 10. And a very good reason to be quiet, because this one is a story that has not gained much media attention. French homeless forced to wear yellow triangles.
Ooh, I remember that.
Yeah. Yes, they're actually making the homeless people in France wear little triangles on the, like a name badge or something, to identify them as homeless. Reminds me of the Star of David.
I wonder if we could do like something like homeless fries. Like, remember when we didn't call them French fries because we were upset with the French?
We call them freedom fries.
Freedom fries. We'll call them homeless fries now to help the homeless there that have to wear triangles. All right, stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Final live show of 2014. TMB, Super D, and RSB. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.